tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till 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 Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Never meant that much to me. And how do I find that old familiar feeling? The one that carried me so many years ago. The fun was dominoes and seven up and Seagram's. Well, things were simple.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kiddie pools. I got the jewels, I got the jewels.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sacks, Loki's still a dinner. And I still shake a boat squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field. After a couple of days off, the Riders back in action, beginning a six-game homestand against the Kansas City Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Rough Riders coming in at 8-4 after winning three consecutive games here at Riders Field to finish out the home-and-home series against the Arkansas Travelers. They sit at 8-4 in the second half, 52-29 overall. That's the best mark in all of AA baseball. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals enter today 5-7 in the second half, 40-41 on the season. They look to pull back to 500 with a win tonight. And before we introduce the starting pitchers for this one, let's introduce ourselves alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley on the Riders pregame show. It's a beautiful night for baseball to open up this six-game homestand for the Riders on a Tuesday evening. Just about 15 minutes away from first pitch, let's look at those starting pitchers tonight. First, it's a right-hander, the number 29 prospect for the Kansas City Royals, Luinder Avila, will make it the start. He is 6-4, the 4.21 ERA. That's 32 earned runs over 68 and a third innings of work. The 22-year-old from Venezuela, as I mentioned, the 29th-ranked prospect in the Royals organization. He debuted stateside back in 2021 after being signed in 2018 out of Venezuela at the age of just 16 years old. Over the past couple of seasons, he's tossed 223 and two-thirds innings of work, that coming in 2022 and 2023, which is third in the entire Royals organization. So a guy that's been able to carry a bulk of the workload. He eats up innings and works deep into ballgames. His six wins this year are tied for a career high, and with a win tonight, could set a new career high. So Avila gets the ball for the Arkansas Naturals. On the other side, it is Tyler Malley, who is making a rehab start tonight, his second rehab start, his first with the Rough Riders, and he awaits making his debut for the Texas Rangers after signing a two-year contract with the Rangers back in December. He had Tommy John surgery in May of 2023, mentioned then signed with the Rangers in December. He's a seven-year vet pitching for the Reds after being drafted by Cincinnati in the seventh round of the 2013 draft and then picked up by the Twins. Pitched a couple of seasons there. Only made five starts last year, but was off to a really good start. 1-2 with a 3.16 ERA last year with the Twins. Overall in his big league career, a 4.3 ERA across 122 games started. Mentioned he made a rehab start for AAA Round Rock. That was last Tuesday. A week ago, he went two innings of one-hit baseball, didn't allow any runs, and struck out one. So he gets the ball for the Rough Riders tonight here in the series opener. We'll step aside. When we come back, you'll hear part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders center fielder this evening and Alejandro Osuna.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show, we're now joined by center fielder tonight, Alejandro Osuna, one of the newest Rough Riders, and
Alejandro, thanks for taking the time, first of all, but it's been a great start for you here in Frisco. 7 extra base hits in your 7 games. You had a 5 RBI night a couple nights ago. You've been seeing a beach ball up at the plate. What's been the thought process as you step into the box right now?
So I really worked very hard with my coaches and everything. And really, before the game, I just try, on my cage routine, I just try to put a ball in the air. And I like work with my backhand, like working the same, like get inside and put the more in the air. That's the most important right now for me.
No doubt. Alejandro, like I said, it's been a great start to you here in Frisco. How have you liked the area here in Frisco as well as this ballpark? Got a pretty good ballpark, right?
Yeah, it's a big one, but I like it. I like the fans here. I like the stadium. It's very cool. It's almost like the big league camp. So I love to play here.
You've been hitting leadoff a lot for the Rough Riders. You've been great in that spot, actually a hit in all the games that you've led off this season for the Rough Riders. 6 out of those 7 you picked up hits. All 6 of those games you hit leadoff. The one game you hit second was the one game you didn't get a hit. But it's been extra bases after extra bases. You had your first double-A home run. What did that feel like just a couple of days ago?
Feels very good, to be honest. I was trying to find a little bit in my first week, but after that, my team bring me more confidence. And when I hit the homer, I was like, I can't believe it. But when I was running the bases, I was very tired.
I love it. Alejandro Osuna here on the pregame show. Alejandro, we've seen you working in the cage or on field prior to the game. You do a lot of different things, you know, kind of a wide grip, the one-hand bat. Talk to me a little bit about how you prepare for any game.
So the first thing is about talk with my hitting coach, about the pitcher, about the report, what pitcher he threw. And it's very simple. That's my routine I got from the off season. It's very easy to me doing right now, but like I told you, I just like work with a short bat, with my both hands, like first with my right one, try to put on the air, and the second one, just try to get like more inside to my boy. And when I do the grip with my hand up, it's the same, like control the barrel a little bit, like more easy, and just try to put it on the air.
I love it. Alejandro, you go back to your final game in Hickory. You go 5 for 5, hit for the cycle. You have 5 RBI. Talk to me about that night. Was that just super special? And have you ever hit for the cycle before in your life?
That's my first time in my career, so that was very special. But more because my teammates, like, they were, like, more happy to me. And the last IB, they was talking to me, hey, you need to hit to the center field because that's the more easy. You want to hit a triple. And I don't know how it did it, but I hit the line drive to the center field, and after that, I was running to third base. When I was running, I was watching my teammates. Everybody was laughing and supporting me, like jumping in the dugout. So it was very funny.
Well, you joined this team here in Frisco. They win the first half. You joined here in the second half. So you already know you're playoff bound, and it's going to be a lot of fun. This has been a group that's got a good mixture. How have you fit in with this group? Are you enjoying your new teammates?
Yes, a lot. I was playing with the most player here last year, and they bring me a lot of confidence, like I told you. And I feel very happy more with Manuel Carlos Cardoza, the third year I played for him. And that's very easy because we understand a lot. And my first year in 2021 was my first manager to play in Downies, and I feel my 100% confidence playing for him.
I love it. That's Alejandro Osuna here on the pregame show. Alejandro, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, just a couple of minutes before the opener of this 6-game set here between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here in the last segment of the pregame show. Let's get you set for first pitch with those starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, coming in at 40-41 overall on the year and 5-7 here in the second half. They line up as follows. The Naturals go in leadoff spot with the second baseman, Javier Vaz, followed by Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop. Gavin Cross will bat third. He'll play right field. The designated hitter, Rodolfo Duran, will hit in the cleanup spot, followed by the veteran third baseman and former big leaguer, Josh Lester. Luca Tresh will do the catching tonight. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Peyton Wilson. Dylan Shrums lines into the eighth spot. He'll man the one bag at first base tonight. Diego Hernandez rounds things out. He's the center fielder. So again, for the Naturals, it is Vaz, Tolbert, Cross, Duran, Lester, Tresh, Wilson, Shrum, Hernandez. And for the home team, the Rough Riders riding a three-game win streak here at home. Rough Riders at 8-4, 52-29, the best mark in all of AA baseball at this moment in time. Under manager Carlos Cardozo, they'll line up as follows. It's the center fielder Alejandro Osuna. You got part one of a two-part interview with him just a moment ago. Followed by Liam Hicks, he'll do the catching and bat second. Josh Hatcher over at the one bag, he'll play first base and bat third. Cody Freeman in the cleanup spot yet again. He's at the hot corner over third base. Maximo Acosta slides in the five spot. He's the shortstop. The left fielder Aaron Zavala bats sixth. Following him is in the seventh spot the designated hitter tonight, Abimelech Ortiz. Pranier Chavez will play second base and bat eighth. And rounding out the lineup for Frisco is the right fielder, Hazel Cepeda. Again, for the Rough Riders, it is Osuna, Hicks, Hatcher, Freeman, Acosta, Zavala, Ortiz, Chavez, and Cepeda. Just a couple minutes away from first pitch here in the series opener, a six-game set. All sorts of fun going on at Riders Field this week between these two teams as they meet for the first time on the season. You look at this Northwest Arkansas roster, and it's a roster that includes 10 of the top 30 prospects inside the Royals organization. Their highest, a number two ranked prospect, Caden Wallace, currently resides on the injured list. But they have six pitchers out of those 10 top 30 prospects, and five out of six of them are slated to start at some point this week against the Rough Riders. The only one not to has been mixing up starting and coming out of the pen, and Eric Sarantola. He's made 18 appearances, seven of them starts. So we'll likely still see him in the series. We'll see a lot of the top 30 prospects for the Kansas City Royals. First pitch just around the corner. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field.
Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit writersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
After a couple days off, the Rough Riders are back in action, and today they start a brand new series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Kansas City Royals affiliate here at home. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you. As the Rough Riders and Naturals meet for the first time this season, and it's Tyler Malley on the mound, the big league rehabber for the Rough Riders tonight. Malley making his second rehab start and his first with the Rough Riders. The 29-year-old who signed a two-year contract in the offseason with the Rangers is coming off Tommy John surgery. He faces Javier Vaz here to start things off. And we're ready to go for baseball in Frisco. Happy to have you on this Tuesday evening. Vaz, the number 15 prospect in the Royals organization. Malley's first pitch is just a hair inside. One ball and no strikes, and we are underway at 7:07, just a couple minutes tardy on this Tuesday. Malley rocks back into his wine and deals in the 1-0. And that one just misses inside. It's two balls and no strikes and a couple bare misses for the right-hander. Malley, 6'3", 210 pounds, a native of Newport Beach, California. He rocks back into his wine in the 2-0. And that fits on the outside corner for a called strike with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Malley making his second rehab appearance this season, his first with the Round Rock Express at the AAA level, going two innings of shutout baseball, allowing just one hit, the pitch. And that flips just on the outside corner for a called strike. It's two balls and two strikes, that time on the slider from Malley. The right-hander does a really good job getting extension, meaning he lets go of the ball very late. And it looks like it's riding on top of that hitter as he winds back here in the 2-2. Swinging a pop-up off the fist back behind home. Hicks, the catcher, wants to go back into the stands. And it's two balls and two strikes on Vaz. Malley, a season ago with the Minnesota Twins, pitched in just five starts in April before tearing his UCL and having to get Tommy John surgery. In those five starts, he went 1-2 with a 3.16 earned run average. 28 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds innings. He rocks here and deals. A soft ground ball to the right side. Chavez, the second baseman, to his left. He gobbles it in and throws him out at first. One away. Javier Vaz, the hardest man in the league to strike out by strikeout rate, grounds out softly to second base. Here's Tyler Tolbert now, the shortstop. Top of the first inning, no score. Rough Riders and Naturals, the first meeting this season between these two clubs. Malley works a right-on-right matchup here with Tolbert, returning to the Naturals from last year. Here's the wind back in the pitch. That's low off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. The defense behind Tyler Malley today looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Jesel Cepeda in right field. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat, squibbing back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Cody Freeman has third, Max Acosta at second, Freiner Chavez at second base, Acosta is short, Chavez at second, Hatcher at first, and Liam Hicks puts down the signs behind the plate for Malley, who's expected to go two innings today in his rehab start. He rocks back in the 1-1. lined the opposite way into right field, sinking down a base hit in front of Cepeda. And Tolbert has a one-out single here in the first against Malley. Gavin Cross now, the number 7 prospect in the Naturals' parent club, the Royals' top 30. Cross hitting .291 on the season with 8 homers and 40 runs batted in. It's been a good season overall for him. He's done most of his damage as a right-handed batter as a lefty against right-handed pitching, as the offering is right over the heart of the plate for a strike with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Austin Snow has balls and strikes behind the plate, the crew chief of this 3-man crew. Mickey Smith at first, and Daniel, by the way, is our third base umpire, by the way. Here's the pitch. There's a soft ground ball to the right side. Chavez fields it second, on to second for one, and Acosta just bobbled on the transfer. Couldn't complete the turn. So a fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 and crosses aboard at first. 2 outs here in the first inning. And Rodolfo Duran takes his turn. Always have to be very cognizant of pitch count for rehabbers, and Malley is still in very good shape, obviously, at 11 pitches here in the first inning. Duran, the DH, and the veteran at 26 years old, stands in from the right side. There's the stretch and the offering in. That's right down the heart of the plate again for a strike. 93-mile-an-hour heater, it's 0-1. Malley, a 4-pitch mix. He goes with the fastball most of the time. He'll also offer a slider, splitter, and cutter, which he throws mostly to left-handed batters. Slider mostly to righties. He pitches. Fouled away to the right side, and it's 0-2. In that limited action that he did have last year with the Twins, his split finger was very effective. Opponents just hit .211 against him. Malley, before his time with the Twins, pitched for the Reds for 6 years. He readies in the 0-2. Runner takes off, pitches low. Hicks throw down to second is right on the money, but just a little bit late. It's a stolen base for Gavin Cross, his 17th of the season in 19 attempts. And he's in scoring position now for Duran. 1-2 on the right-handed batter. No score. Top of the first inning, just underway in this game and in this 6-game series. Between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Here's the stretch by the righty. He kicks and looks back towards second, keeping Cross at bay. These have been the two offensive standouts in this lineup. Cross and Duran. 1-2. That's low and outside. It's 2-2. The Rough Riders, as Luke mentioned, coming off a series win against Arkansas last week in their split home-and-home 6-game series. They won the last 3 of the series here at home, and in dominant fashion as well. The Riders in those 3 games outscored the Travelers 22-9. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off the outside corner with that split finger, and Malley picks up the strikeout, and he gets through a clean first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Naturals and the Rough Riders scoreless. Frisco to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna starting things off for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning after Tyler Malley in his rehab start allowed just one hit and struck out a batter in a scoreless first. Leander Avila is on the mound, and the right-hander deals home to Osuna. That's up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. And we're underway in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. Alejandro Osuna has been a revelation for the Rough Riders at the top of the card, and perfect timing really as well. The 1-0 chopped up the first baseline. It's a foul ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Now, almost right as Kellen Strom went on the injured list, who has been a leadoff man for the Rough Riders for a majority of the season. Alejandro Osuna came up, and he has been tearing the cover off the ball. The 1-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. There's the curveball from Avila. Osuna, in seven games, has 12 hits. Eight of them for extra bases. Five doubles, two triples, and a home run. The pitch. Chopped up the ground on the first base side. Backhanded stop for Schrum. He feeds underhand to Avila, covering, and he beats Osuna. There's one away. A rare time that Alejandro Osuna does not pick up a base hit in the first inning. In seven games, he had hits in the first and four of them. So here's Liam Hicks now with a scoreless bottom half of the first inning. Hicks, the catcher, playing in his 70th game with the Rough Riders today. Rough Riders playing their 82nd game this season. First pitch, he watches up and away. One ball and no strikes. In this game, you have the two toughest players to strike out in the Texas League with Liam Hicks and Javier Vaz on the other side for Northwest Arkansas. 1-0. There's a line shot into left center field, tailing away from Hernandez. It's down into the gap. Hicks around first. He's thinking two. He's hot-footing it that way. A head first slide, and he's out. Hernandez got to that ball quickly, fielded it, turned, and threw a strike on one hop to second base. And Liam Hicks trying to stretch the single to a double, thrown out at second. So it's a base hit, 8-4 on the putout. Two down here in the first inning, and here's Josh Hatcher. 0-0 our score. Avila deals. And that one is a breaking ball that misses low of the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Avila, the 22-year-old, 6'3", 195 pounds out of Caracas, Venezuela. He fires. Fouled on the ground, back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike on Hatcher. 6-4 record for him in 15 starts, a 4.21 ERA. 68 strikeouts and 68 and a third innings. There's the wind and the 1-1. It misses low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. He was fantastic in the month of June, going 3-0 with a 1.93 ERA, but in his last start, it was a blow-up start for him. Five runs allowed. The pick. Breaking ball. Ground ball to the left side. A dive from Tolbert to his left, to his right, I should say. And it's off his glove out into left field. It's a base hit for Josh Hatcher. So back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders. Though with the sixth assist on the season for Diego Hernandez, Liam Hicks out at second. So Hatcher at first. Here's Cody Freeman, who homered on Saturday, the most recent game for the Rough Riders. Stretching the pitch. He swings and pops it up back this way, off to our left side. And it lands on the overhang. It's 0-1. Hatcher takes his lead from first. Avila ready from the stretch, the pitch. Fouled off of the plate. It's 0-2. Freeman has been phenomenal at home this season for the Rough Riders. In fact, his .357 batting average at home is the best out of any player at their home ballpark in the Texas League. He now has 10 home runs. 7 of the 10 homers have been here at home, and he has an over 1,000 OPS here at this ballpark. He's into the back of the right-handed batter's box in the 0-2. We'll have to wait. Freeman calls time and steps out. And does his batting glove, stands back in. Here's the stretch from the right-handed thrower. And he offers in the 0-2. Breaking ball, hard grounder to the left side. It's past Lester and out into left field. Hatcher stomps on the brakes at second base, gets back in on the throw behind him from Wilson. It's 3 consecutive singles, but now 2 aboard for the Rough Riders. That one hit hard on a ground ball to the left side, and we'll see a lot of ground balls from Avila today. 49% ground ball rate on the season for him. Well, Max Acosta bats now for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. No score. Acosta hitting .249 on the season with 3 blasts and 31 knocked in. He's been really good with runners in scoring position this season. Top 10 in the Texas League in batting average with runners in scoring position. First pitch. He takes low and away in the dirt. Curveball misses, and it's 1-0. That's the kind of situation you want to see Acosta up in. As mentioned, only hitting the .249 in the season, but over .350 batting average with a runner at second or third or both. Offering home. He swings and smashes it to center field. Hernandez going back. He's right there, though, and he makes the catch. Acosta hit it hard, but right at Hernandez, and the side is retired. No runs on 3 hits, no errors, 2 left on. We go top 2. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Naturals nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
After a 15-pitch, 10-strike first inning, Tyler Malley back out for his second rehab inning in this start. Josh Lester, Luca Tresh, and Peyton Wilson, the ones due up. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Malley faced just 1 over the minimum in that first, allowing a base hit to Tyler Tolbert. He struck out 1, K-ing Rodolfo Duran. There's Josh Lester, the former Missouri Tiger, in from the left side. Got my partner fist pumping next to me.
That's right.
First pitch. That's a slider on the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. Lester, a left-handed batter, hitting .284 on the season. The pitch. And that's below the zone. It's 1-1. Lester, a 29-year-old former Detroit Tigers draft pick back in 13th round in 2015. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Good fastball on the inner edge, and it's 1-2. Former major leaguer, he played with the Tigers for 2 games at the major league level in 2022, and then 11 games last year at the big league level. In his career, 4-27 in the big leagues. Here's the offering. He swings, grounds it off the end of the bat, out towards second. An easy play for the second baseman, Chavez. He throws him out. Wow, I didn't even see that. The Rough Riders had a crazy shift on there where the left fielder, Aaron Zavala, was in shallow right field. The center fielder, Osuna, is playing in left center field. So the Rough Riders shifting on Lester massively to the pole side. And here's Luca Tresh now. See if that continues throughout the series. Right-handed batter. Here's the windback for Malley and the pitch. And it bounces down into the dirt. It's 1 ball and no strikes. And Tyler Malley has really flown under the radar throughout most of his major league career, and he's put together a very good career so far. 2021, he led the entirety of baseball in starts with 33, the pitch. He misses low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. A good season for him, a 3.75 ERA for Cincinnati, and then was traded at the deadline 2 years ago in 2022 over to Minnesota. The pitch. It's fouled away to the right side. It's 2 balls and 1 strike on Tresh. And it was a pretty under-the-radar signing for the Rangers at the major league level in the offseason, signing a guy who you knew you were going to miss for the first half of the season and really signing him for the end of this season and for next year as well. It was a 2-year deal. 2-1. Slider, ground ball, foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2. And so hoping that Malley can be ready to go very soon up at the big league level and hopefully be inserted into that starting rotation. Nathan Eovaldi was fantastic 2 nights ago in his start. And the Rangers have won 4 in a row, their longest winning streak of the season. The pitch. Ground ball chopped up the third baseline. Foul again. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tonight it's some guy you might have heard of. It's Max Scherzer who's starting against the Angels for the Rangers in Anaheim. Tyler Malley trying to get into that rotation, which has been so good. Yesterday it was John Gray who got the start. Went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs for the Rangers. Starting pitching really hasn't been the Rangers' problem this year, though. It's been the bats. Here's the 2-2. That one's into center field and shallow. Osuna coming in. It's Chavez who makes the call, and the second baseman puts it away. 2 outs. Peyton Wilson bats now. Malley has recorded 5 outs today. Again, he's expected to just throw the 2 innings of work today. Left-handed batter stands in. Wilson, the number 22 prospect in the Royals organization. Malley whips it home. That's right down the middle of strike. It's 0-1. 0-0 our score. We play in the top of the second inning with 2 down. Malley working from the extreme first base side of the rubber. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 94. Best heater we've seen from Malley today. No balls and 2 strikes on Wilson. Malley has thrown 28 pitches. Black glove at the belly. He winds in the 0-2. Slider grounded foul and into the dugout on the right side. Home to the Naturals. Still no balls and 2 strikes on Wilson. Peyton Wilson in his second season with Northwest Arkansas. Here's the offering in. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson had a strong season last year. A 24-year-old out of Alabama. 777 OPS last year and returning here to the AA level this season. It hasn't been quite as fruitful of an offensive campaign for him this year. 0-2. Up and away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Royals folks still remaining faithful to him, though, and hoping He can turn it around this season. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him. Elevated the fastball at 95. Best fastball today from Tyler Malley, and it could be his last. Picks up his second strikeout, and he's through two innings in his rehab start. Shutout baseball for him. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between the Riders and the Naturals and the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala stands in here in the second, and the pitch is a swing and a foul back into Tresh's glove. It's 0-1. 0-0 our score here in the bottom of the second inning. Avila goes back to work in the 0-1 pitch. That's outside. It's 1-1. Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz, and Franer Chavez, the batters do in this second inning for the Riders. Here's the 1-1 from Avila. Fouled away to the left side. It's 1-2. It's a part of the order that when the Rough Riders have had success, their bottom of the order has come up really big. I'd love to see Aaron Zavala start to be a big part of that. 1-2. That's on the outside corner. Strike three called. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Avila. His first strikeout, and Abimelech Ortiz stands in now, who's got a whole lot of family in town. 8 family members have come out from Puerto Rico. He's in from the left side. Avila into the wind of the pitch. That's up and away, and it's 1-0. Northwest Arkansas comes into this series after losing 5 of 6 to Springfield. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled back, and it's 1-1. And this is after winning their first series of the second half, 4-2 over Wichita. So they're trying to get back to their winning ways. 1-1. In the air out to left field. This one pushing Wilson back a couple steps. Now he trots in, and he makes the grab. Ortiz just got under it, and they're 2 away. That brings Franer Chavez to the plate. 0-0 our score here in the bottom of the second. Chavez, 235 hitter, 4 homers, 21 knocked in on the year. Avila fires. Misses high, and it's 1-0. 3 hits for the Riders in that first inning, but all singles. They couldn't push across. 1-0. He misses high, and it's 2-0. Liam Hicks was caught trying to go to second base. Turn his single into a double. And then 2 more singles followed, but Acosta hit it hard, lining out to center to end the inning. 2-0 pitch. Chavez shows bunt, puts it down, foul on the left side. It's 2-1. Riders seeing the Naturals for the first time, and as we talked about over the last couple weeks, Frisco started off the season against Wichita, played Arkansas on the road, their first true six-game road series, and then all South Division opponents after that. And 2-1 is flicked foul on the left side. It's 2-2. Well, now this begins a stretch of all North Division opponents for the next three series. Northwest Arkansas, then the All-Star break at Wichita, and then home against Tulsa, the pitch. That's fouled straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. And the Riders will be back on the road for another two-week road trip, their last one of the season, to face San Antonio and Midland, a couple South Division opponents. It's been an odd schedule this year. I'm always happy to see the Royals affiliate here. Here's the 2-2. That's just a bit down. Three balls and two strikes. With two outs, infield straight up, outfield to the opposite way. Payoff pitch. Just inside, ball four. And Chavez coaxes a walk, and there's a two-out base runner for the Rough Riders. That brings nine-hole hitting Jesel Cepeda to the plate. Cepeda has been swinging a better bat as of late. Just coming off the development list. Here's the stretch. And the offering home. Line the opposite way into right field. That drops down for a base hit. Chavez up to second, and Jesel Cepeda attacking a first pitch fastball at the top of the zone. He singles to the opposite field. A runner's at first and second, and two down now in the second inning for Alejandro Osuna. Osuna at the top of the card, grounded out to the first baseman Shrum back in the first inning. Two down. Osuna climbs in. Two aboard for the second straight inning against Avila for the Rough Riders. He kicks home. It's on the outside corner. Fastball for a strike at 95. It's 0-1. Cepeda coming off the development list, a guy who is a little bit older than most players who are just in their second professional season. 26 years old. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch to Osuna. He swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-2. There was a debut on Sunday from a former Rough Rider. Tyler Phillips made his debut. And he is a perfect example of not giving up, if you will. He was a high school draft pick. He's 26 years old, making his debut for the Phillies yesterday, or 2 days ago. Here's the stretch in the 0-2 pitch on the way to Osuna. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Three pitches. Osuna sat down, and the inning is over. But the Rough Riders strand a pair. No runs on a hit. No errors. Two left on. We go to the top of the third. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. We're scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6:05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kids-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her parents paid
it. The show was fun. Back high at Town Riders Field, alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here. Tyler Malley's day is done. He goes two scoreless frames, giving up just one hit with a pair of strikeouts. Josh Steven comes out, the first offering from him. A slider called a strike against the right-handed hitting first baseman Dylan Shrum. Josh Steven making it just the fifth relief appearance of his career, the first of the season at this point. The righty kicks and fires, a wave and a miss, back to the slider on the outer edge. And he got Shrum to swing over the top of it. It's 0-2. Last time Steven came out of the pen, it was May 7th of last year. They worked three scoreless, and here's one hit high and deep to right, pushing Cepeda back. And he's there twisting around to make the grab. One gone on three pitches for the first batter that Steven faces. And in steps Diego Hernandez at the bottom of the car. Back on May 7th, Josh Steven worked three scoreless innings, surrendering three hits. It was the first time in his career coming out of the pen that he was able to put together a scoreless outing. First pitch to the lefty is chopped on the ground, right side, and in foul ground. Nothing in one. So four pitches for Josh Steven coming out of the pen. All of them have been strikes. Steven has made 11 starts this year for the Riders, going 2-4 with a 4.36 ERA, and he's been really good as of late. Over his last four starts, he's gone at least five innings. This one chopped on the ground right at the second baseman Chavez. Takes a high hop to his chest, and he delivers to first. Quick two outs on just five pitches. Top of the card, second time through for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's Javier Vaz. Vaz bounced out to the second baseman Chavez his first time up. It was a 15th round selection in 2022 by the Kansas City Royals out of Vanderbilt. First offering from Steven is taken, called a strike. Six pitches, all strikes for the right-hander. Steven, 22 years old, from South Grand Prairie, Texas. He rocks and delivers. This one chopped out on the right side. Hatcher, the first baseman, has it. Onto a covering Steven. A 1-2-3, seven-pitch inning here in the top of the third. We head to the last of the third inning. Riders do up in a scoreless ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Frisco, Texas, Rough Riders have the 2-3-4 batters due up against Avila. here in the bottom of the third. Still a scoreless ball game. The Rough Riders have notched four hits, including three straight in that first inning. It started with Liam Hicks, who singled, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. He bats from the left side. The pitch from Avila misses downstairs. It hops away. It was a changeup on the first offering to the left-handed hitting catcher. Hicks, through the first four games entering tonight in the month of July, was just 1-for-15. Pitch home, and it misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. After hitting .333 with eight extra base hits in the month of June, posting a whopping .960 OPS. The 2-0 taken, and that one called a strike. A fastball at 95 at the top of the zone. Avila in the strike column. Two balls and a strike on the left-handed hitter. He rocks, and the righty pitches home and just caught the outer edge at the bottom of the zone. Again, 95 with that fastball. Avila has allowed at least two base runners in every inning to this point. Working here in the bottom of the third. The 2-2 to Hicks. Hit the opposite way, looping down towards left, and that'll drop in a base hit. Hicks, a wide turn at first. He'll wisely shut it down there. It's the second hit of the night for Liam Hicks. And the Riders have the leadoff man aboard for the first time against Lewinder Avila. In steps Josh Hatcher. He singled his last time up and has now hit in six of his last nine games, including two multi-hit games over that span. He's put himself in a nice position to do so again today. And he was stranded at second in that first inning. First pitch breaking ball misses well upstairs and outside of the left-handed hitting first baseman. Hatcher has been tremendous here at home. Now 33 for 108. Hitting right around 300 here at Riders Field. The pitch home. Smacked foul back this way off to our left. That'll even things, a ball and a strike. Hatcher had himself a pretty solid day on the 4th of July here against the Arkansas Travelers. Going 2-for-4 with a triple, a pair of RBIs, also scored a run. Left-hander awaits the 1-1 pitch and comes home and misses outside, again with a fastball. Avila scoreless through two frames, but he's had to labor a bit. Pitch count with nobody out and a runner at first, just above the 40-pitch mark now. Here comes his 42nd offering on its way. It's chopped on the ground, left, right side. Vaz has it, on to second for one, and that one an errant throw into the dugout. Hicks made it tough on the shortstop, Tolbert. But that'll push Hatcher up. So they get the lead man out on the 4-6 fielder's choice. But the errant throw pushes Josh Hatcher into scoring position with one away. In steps Cody Freeman. He capped off that first inning with a single that marked the third consecutive hit for the Rough Riders offense against Lewinder Avila. A right-hander ready. He looks to second at Hatcher. Lifts and delivers the first pitch to Freeman, and it looked like Tresh behind the plate got crossed up. It's all the way to the backstop. And now the first run of the ball game stands 90 feet away in Josh Hatcher. Wild pitch. And now Luca Tresh will head out alongside the pitching coach for Northwest Arkansas. Larry Carter trots out there to the mound. Looked like the two. The battery just wasn't on the same page as Tresh was waiting for a pitch and seemingly expected it to fall off the table and end up at the bottom of the zone. You saw him kind of duck there. And then the ball sailed over his head all the way to the backstop. That allowed Hatcher to move up to third base. But Cody Freeman will shift his approach to try to lift the baseball and drive home the first run of the ball game. Nothing, nothing our score. The Riders five hits here overall against Avila. But haven't been able to manufacture a run. They've left two on the base paths in both the first and second innings. Carter returns to the dugout. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with the go-ahead run at third base will pull the infield in against Cody Freeman. The right-handed hitting third baseman ahead in the count. A ball and no strikes. Avila kicks. The pitch home is well inside. Freeman leaning back out of the way of it. Two balls and no strikes. Maximo Acosta, the shortstop, stands on deck. Cody Freeman snapped a 9-game hitting streak last Monday. He's now back on a 5-game hitting streak as he cuts and misses on the slider from Avila. Infield in. Two balls in, a strike to count. And check that. Now Cody Freeman up to a 6-game hitting streak with his first inning single. And he taps this one back this way, off to our right. It'll leak in a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes now on the Rough Riders' third baseman. That 9-game hitting streak that Cody snapped last Monday on the road at Arkansas was the longest active in the Texas League at the time. And since going 0-for-4 on Monday, last Monday that was, he's hit it 6 consecutive. Zach mentioned earlier, he has been tremendous here in this ballpark. Right-hander comes set. Avila's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got Freeman. Elevated fastball. Inside, and Freeman chased. Strikeout number 3 for the right-hander, and a huge second out. Max Acosta. We'll see if he can't drive in the first run of this ball game. The Riders have left one in scoring position in each of the first two frames and at risk of doing it here in the third. A pitch home to Acosta. Fastball just misses off the outer edge. 96 that time. Pretty close. The home plate umpire, Austin Snow, elected to say ball. Acosta flew out his last time up to center field. Breaking ball, smacked back this way and out of play. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Max Acosta has hit in 3 of his last 5 games. But you have to go all the way back to June 21st and 22nd, where he notched hits in back-to-back games. Trying to do that here today. The pitch home. Chopped on the ground, right side. Baz has it. And fires a strike to first, inning over. The Riders strand a runner at third base. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. Josh Hatcher over at third base. 3 in the book, still scoreless from Riders Field. We head to the top of the 4th inning. Northwest Arkansas due up in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Visiting portion of the fourth inning. Josh Steven out for his second frame of work. Piggybacking after Tyler Molly. The first offering is hit towards the on-deck circle on the right side. Tyler Tolbert, Gavin Cross, and Rodolfo Duran do up for the Naturals. Steven enjoyed a 7-pitch 1-2-3 frame. There's one hit high in the air into shallow left center. Osuna charging in, Acosta going out, and he makes an underhanded grab. And he made it look easy. Nice work from the Riders shortstop, Max Acosta. And there's one away. Josh Steven has made quick work, 9 pitches to pick up his first 4 outs. Riders shortstop, Max Acosta, has been smooth all year long. Here's Gavin Cross, the Royals' number 7 ranked prospect. And the first offering just misses upstairs. Didn't miss by much.
You mentioned 9 pitches. That's his 10th and his first ball that he's offered.
Unreal. Righty kicks and fires. And again, for that time, he catches the outer corner at the bottom of the zone. 92 with a fastball. Steven peers in. Comes set. The 1-1. Chopped on the ground right side and just above the first base dugout. The Naturals will call home this week. Steven ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. Righty kicks and fires. This one tapped towards the middle, and that'll sneak in to center field. A base hit. The first allowed by Josh Steven here. And there's one aboard with one gone here in the top of the fourth. We're arguably the hottest hitter in this Northwest Arkansas lineup, Rodolfo Duran, the designated hitter tonight. Struck out his first time. Sorry, Zach.
I'm sorry, Luke. Fastball's had some giddy up today. That one at 94.
It certainly has. Slide step from Steven. There's the slider, and it runs a bit off the outside corner on the right-handed hitting Duran.
In Arkansas, he touched 95 for the first time this season, and his fastball was up a little bit. Everything was really good. It was his best start of the year.
It certainly was. Coming off 5, the runner started to go, shut it down, and there's a foul ball back to the screen. Gavin Cross nearly left too early, went headed back to first base, and Josh Steven then started his delivery. Even at a ball and a strike. Duran's last time up became the 550th career minor league strikeout for Tyler Malley. Right-hander kicks and fires, in on the hands, and fouled off to the first base side. Just caught the end of the dugout. Over there by the Northwest Arkansas dugout. A ball and 2 strikes on the right-handed hitting designated hitter.
Now that's something to celebrate. I'm sure he's looking forward to that.
In his career, 677 at the big league level. So that 550 didn't mean all that much. But a cool number, nonetheless. 550, a nice round number.
We like round numbers here.
Steven set, ready to toss the 1-2. And he picks over to first, Cross back in on a dive. Gavin Cross swiped the bag in that first inning, but was stranded at second base. His 17th stolen base of the year. Speedy power-hitting outfielder, and this one in on the hands is lifted to deep left field. Zavala going back a couple of steps in front of the track. He's there to make the grab. 2 gone for Josh Steven here in the top of the fourth. That keeps Cross there at first base, and in steps Josh Lester. As Zach mentioned, Josh Lester, a former big leaguer, originally from Georgia. Back in 2006, Lester won the Little League World Series with Northern Georgia. There's a big pull side shift on for the lefty. Zavala still in his spot as Steven goes over to first. Last time Lester stepped up, Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, came into shallow left field and kind of shadowed into the left center field alleyway. Outfield playing relatively straight up, but the infield set to pull for the Northwest Arkansas third baseman. Here's the pitch. This one hit high into deep right field, pushing Cepeda back. He's at the track, at the wall, and that ball is gone.
A two-run blast for Josh Lester. And that opens the scoring. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. Steven hit the bottom of the zone, and Lester went fishing and was able to flip it out to right field, his sixth homer of the year.
That time it was the cutter at the bottom of the zone, and it was, you know, you have to get it below the zone there if you're going to leave it in the middle of the plate. And that one went a long way.
First offering to Luca Tresh, called a strike. 2-0 Naturals here in the top of the fourth after the two-run homer by Josh Lester. Tresh looking to extend the inning, and he lines it up the middle into center field, a base hit. So he does just that, extending the frame. Back-to-back hits, the third of the frame against Josh Steven, who needed just 7 pitches for a 1-2-3, top of the third. Here's Peyton Wilson, the 22nd-ranked prospect within the Kansas City organization, batting from the left side. He went down swinging in the second inning. That's with 2 outs here. The offering home from Steven is lined down the right field line, but well foul over the bullpen. Wilson playing left field here tonight for the Naturals. Behind, nothing in one. Tresh has his lead. The offering home is tapped foul, this time to the left of home. And it's quickly nothing in two. Dylan Shrum stands on deck. Now Josh Steven has allowed 2 runs or less in 4 consecutive starts. Obviously, this not a start, but he'll have to hunker down. It's a breaking ball. Misses below the zone. Ball and 2 strikes on the left-handed hitter. If he wants to keep that streak alive, we'll have to keep Northwest Arkansas scoreless the rest of the way. You have to go back quite a ways to his first start in June, where he was tagged for a bunch of runs. As this one tapped on the ground, right side, a diving Hatcher able to grab it. It gets to his feet, races to the pillow, inning over. Good-looking play from the Riders' first baseman, but the damage done in the top of the fourth inning. It's 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, 1 stranded for the Naturals. We enter the last of the fourth inning, Riders facing their first deficit. It's 2-0 Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fourth inning, Luinder Avila back on the hill for Northwest Arkansas, pitching with his first lead after a 2-run homer by Josh Lester put the Naturals out in front in the top of the inning. It's Aaron Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz, and Franer Chavez, the 3-2 up near the bottom of the fourth against the Naturals right-hander. Zavala struck out looking his first time against Avila. That marked the first strikeout. Right-hander rears back and delivers a breaking ball, called a strike, middle-middle, Aaron Zavala falls behind, nothing in one. That strikeout in the second inning for Zavala extended his streak to 11 consecutive games with a punch-out, and he taps on left side past the third baseman. There's the shortstop, Tolbert, a long throw in time. Wow, what a throw by Tyler Tolbert, the natural shortstop, just in front of Aaron Zavala. And there's out number one. Now in steps Abimelech Ortiz, trying to get something going here in the fourth inning for the Riders. The Riders have notched a hit in each frame to this point against Avila, but haven't been able to manufacture any runs. Right-hander rocks. The first offering to Ortiz misses well upstairs. A fastball at 94. Avila was signed at just 16 years old by the Royals in the 2018 international signing period, originally from Venezuela. And Ortiz hits one high in the air out to shallow right center field. Hernandez and Cross coming in, and it's Diego Hernandez who makes the call and reaches skyward to pull in out number two. A quick 2 outs for Avila here. His pitch count resides at 54 through 3 2/3 innings of work. He gets Franier Chavez, who worked the lone walk of the contest to this point. That coming with 2 outs in the second inning. He bounced from the left side. The first offering home is fouled back to the screen. 95, down and into the lefty. He just missed it. Mentioned in the pregame show, Avila has eaten innings over the past couple of years. The pitch home, tapped on the ground, up the middle. It's Vaz, the second baseman, who corrals it and fires to first in time. A quick 1-2-3 inning for the Riders. They go in order against Luinder Avila here in the fourth. Four in the books. We head to the top of the fifth. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, the Riders down 2-0, and Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Josh Steven back to the mound in the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it over Frisco. Dylan Trum leads it off, the eight-hole hitter, and the pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. It's Trum to be followed by Diego Hernandez and Javier Vaz. It's 8-9-1 in the order for the Naturals. Steven delivers home. That's up and in. It's one ball and one strike. Steven allowing three hits in that fourth, including the two-run homer by Josh Lester. That's the difference in the game right now. 1-1. It's low and outside with the slider. It's 2-1. We mentioned it briefly, but if you look back at the start in his last time out in Arkansas for Steven, he was fantastic in a lot of different ways. There's a look in by the right-hander. He rocks it home. Swing and a miss. Burned it by him with a heater. And it's two balls and two strikes. That last fastball at 92 miles an hour, but in Arkansas, he was 93-94, hit a 95 for the first time this season, and that's more of the Josh Steven that you want to see if you're both the Rangers, the Rough Riders, and pitching coach John Goebel. 2-2. In the air to the right side, shallow right field, Cepeda coming in. It's the first baseman, Hatcher, who calls everyone off on fair territory just beyond the infield dirt. He makes the catch, and there's one away. Diego Hernandez bats now. 2-0 at Northwest Arkansas leads it over Frisco at the top of the fifth inning. Steven has a propensity for throwing a lot of strikes, and the slider has been really good this year. It really has been good his entire career. He deals home to the left-handed batting Hernandez. He fits a slider on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. But in that start against Arkansas, he had four really quality pitches, and he was throwing them all a little bit harder than he normally does. 0-1, swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-2. It's a very pitcher-friendly park in Arkansas for a couple of reasons. One, for the dimensions. The other is the mound. It's a very pitcher-friendly mound. It's pretty steep, and so pitchers can go more downhill on it and throw a little bit harder. Steven looks in. He shakes off the first sign he gets from Hicks. He likes the next, rocks back and fires in the 0-2. Fouled back on a high fastball at 94, and it's no balls and two strikes still. So Steven Steph was really good at Arkansas and hoping to build on that start. He's been good at pitching to contact this season, but a high strikeout number in that start as he misses low here, and it's one ball and two strikes. Five innings of no-run baseball, only allowing three hits, walking one, and striking out seven, tying a season high for him. He flicks in the 1-2. In the air foul down the left field line. It's still one ball and two strikes on Hernandez, who bounced out to second his first trip to the plate. Infield a pull. Steven, with his shoulders square to the third base dugout, has his sign in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider down low and inside. Josh Steven with the strikeout. It's his first. A two down, and here's Javier Vaz at the top of the order. Vaz in from the left side. It's 2-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it over the Riders. Steven kicks. And a slider just misses inside. Could have been, didn't get the call from Austin Snow, the home plate umpire. It's 1-0. Vaz 0-2 with a couple groundouts today. 1-0. Fits on the upper edge outside corner for a strike, and count is horizoned at one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have had a tough time scoring runs this season, and that's what we're looking at again here today. The 1-1. It's whipped foul to the left side, up into the seats, and it's one ball and two strikes. Pitching has been phenomenal, and sometimes it has been one swing that makes it tough. Riders have been really good when allowing three runs or fewer, though, as the pitch simmers down low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Frisco has only lost two games out of the 39 in which they've allowed three runs or fewer. That's the magic mark. You just got to get going on the offensive side now. Steven rocks home with a 2-2. Popped up into shallow left field. Zavala racing in. Freeman going back. It's the third baseman, Freeman, who makes the catch, looking up into the sky, and the side is retired. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Josh Steven. The run sits there. There's nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Northwest Arkansas 2, Frisco 0. The Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Josh Steven's throwing well. The Rough Riders trying to get him some offense here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They trail 2-0. Aso Cepeda leads it off. First pitch, he bunts through it, just fouling it back to Tresh's glove, and it's 0-1. Cepeda singled his last time up in the second. The Rough Riders have had plenty of base runners today. They're actually out hitting Northwest Arkansas 5-4. But they've stranded five today against Avila. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Breaking ball, hot grounder to the left side. Lester's got it, moving to his left. He squares and throws him out at first. One away. Top of the order now in Alejandro Osuna. The Riders are 0-for-4 today with runners in scoring position. They haven't been much of a home run hitting team all season. Certainly like to kickstart this offense, though. Long ball might do that in this kind of game. This has been in the portion of the order that's swinging it well, though, in the first pitch. It hums over at the bottom of the zone and a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, 2, 3, and 4 batters have all the hits today. The pick, down and in, and it's 1-1, with the exception of that Cepeda single in the 9 spot. Osuna has grounded out to first and struck out today. Hicks on deck is 2-for-2. Josh Hatcher has a single, and Cody Freeman has a single to follow. 1-1 offering. And that's below the zone. It misses, and it's 2-1 on the center fielder. It was pregame guest today with Luke, part one of a two-parter. 2-1. Fouled back, and it's 2-2. Luke, I understand we can hear part two of that interview tomorrow.
That's exactly right, and it's a really fun part, talking more about the personal side of Osuna's journey, and it's one you don't want to miss.
I'm looking forward to it. 2-2 offering. And that slips up and away. We're full at 3-2. Really nice young man. Very good English for someone who grew up in Mexico and lived there his entire life. Taught himself English. 3-2 pick. Fouled back, and it's still 3-2.
He said that him and his brother Pedro used to, growing up, talk about how to do an interview. And they'd be like, "Hi, my name's Alejandro, and I homered today."
3-2. That's up and away, ball four. So Osuna takes the walk. One out, one runner on, and here's Liam Hicks. And it certainly helped him out in his interview today with you.
Yeah, he was tremendous. Said that traditionally he gets pretty nervous during interviews, especially in English, but told him afterwards he did a tremendous job, and he really did.
He didn't sound very nervous in the interview.
No, so not at all.
Good job. Well, Liam Hicks, 2-for-2, trying to continue this inning and get the Riders on the board, trailing 2-0 in the home half of the fifth. And Avila steps off, resetting things. Only 3 strikeouts for the right-hander today. Working on 65 pitches. He offers, and Hicks fouls it back. It's 0-1. Hicks has singled into left center and then was thrown out trying to go for second base and then singled into left. And now time called, and Avila is holding his lower back. And so Brad Grollo, the trainer, comes out next to Tommy Shields, the manager. And they're going to have to check out Lewinder Avila and make sure he's okay. He's doubled over behind the mound. And they're checking out that lower back on the left side. And Shields now talking to Larry Carter, the pitching coach, who in stature they look pretty similar. And Shields telling him who he wants to warm up. Larry Carter radioing down to the bullpen to get somebody up and throwing immediately. And if Avila has to come out of this game, whoever it is will have as much time as they need to warm up. And yeah, he's coming out. Grollo, the trainer, is guiding him off the field. And this is not a good situation for Avila, who has pitched very well. He's the number 29 prospect and the Royals organization, and just 22 years old. A really exciting young right-hander, and he's going to have to come off here with an apparent injury.
And over the last couple of years, Avila is a guy that has just continued to eat up innings. 100-plus innings pitched over the last 2 years. The third most innings over those two seasons of anybody in the Royals system. He has been able to stay healthy, so for his sake, hopefully just a little bit of a pinch, and he can get to rehabbing that quick, and everything will be just fine. But tough to see from a guy that has been battling through this one. He has given up some base runners, but he's been able to work out of jams, and they're going to go ahead and go to the bullpen.
Yeah, so it's Jacob Wallace who comes out, and he will come out cold completely, and he'll have as long as he needs to warm up in this one with Lewinder Avila, the starter, leaving with an apparent injury. We'll head to a break, come back, introduce you to Jacob Wallace. It's 2-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it here in the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, welcome back to Riders Field. The Rough Riders trail 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Alongside Luke Bailey, I'm Zach Bigley. It's an injury currently for Lewinder Avila for Northwest Arkansas. He exits the game. And it's Jacob Wallace who takes over for him, the 6'1", 190-pound, 25-year-old out of Lawrence, Massachusetts. The Colorado Rockies, former third-round pick back in 2019, went to UConn. He's made his way around the minor leagues. He was first traded to the Boston Red Sox from the Rockies organization in September of 2020, and then he was then traded in an exchange for Wyatt Mills two off-seasons ago. Pitching in his second season now with the Royals organization. Pitched for Northwest Arkansas last year out of the bullpen in 49 outings, a 4.20 ERA. This season, it hasn't been so good. A 5.19 ERA and also three outings up at the AAA level with an ERA north of 6. But he'll be turned to in long relief here in this one, surely. Long relief has been kind of the name of the game for him over the course of the season. Only a few one-inning outings this season for him, with most of them stretching the inning and two-thirds or two-inning mark. So he faces Liam Hicks here with an 0-1 count. He's ready to go out of the bullpen cold following the injury from Lewinder Avila, who is still responsible for Osuna at first, who he walked. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hicks is 2 for 2 today. And it's an 0-1 count to him. Right-hander Wallace ready from the stretch. And with a red glove, he kicks home. Check swing and a miss. It's 0-2.
Yeah, Wallace just missed being teammates with Rough Riders starting pitcher in Nick Krauth. His final year at UConn was 2019 before being drafted in the third round by the Rockies. And then the following year, Nick Krauth transferred in to be a Husky.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with a high fastball at 95 top shelf and strikes out Hicks. It's a quote-unquote two-pitch strikeout there against Wallace for Hicks, and he strikes out the first man he sees. Josh Hatcher now with a runner at first and two down. Riders trailing 2-0 in this home half of the fifth inning. Hatcher 1-for-2 today. Osuna leads from first in the pitch home. Fouled back, it's 0-1. Riders 5 hits offensively today. Nothing to show for it. Right-hander readies. And after a hold, he brings it home. Inside, all the way back to the backstop off Tresh's glove. And that allows Osuna to reach on the wild pitch. Up to second base. So another runner in scoring position for the Riders. And now in 4 of the 5 innings, the Riders have had a runner in scoring position. They just have not been able to cash in. Each time they've had a runner in scoring position, it's been with 2 outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball and down and in. And it's 1-2. Hatcher trying to do just that and get the Riders on the board with a base hit. With 2 outs and Osuna's good speed, he probably would be able to score on a base hit. 1-2. He takes down the middle, strike 3 at the bottom of the zone, and Hatcher down on strikes. So good job by Jacob Wallace. He comes in cold out of the bullpen, strikes out Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher, and the Rough Riders sat down and only stranding 1 of the base paths. We go to the top of the 6th inning. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas over the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the 6th inning. The Rough Riders trail 2-0 in this series opener against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tyler Tolbert set to lead things off. It's 2-3-4 in the order against Josh Steven, who allowed only the two-run homer to Josh Lester in that fourth inning. That's the difference in today's game. Right-handed batter stands in. Steven looking in over the top of his black glove. He winds home. Tolbert shows bunt, pulls back, takes a slider well inside. One ball and no strikes. Tolbert 1-for-2 today. And he showed bunt late. Cody Freeman came creeping in late at third. Just couldn't lay it down as he was so far inside. The 1-0 is lined into left center field. Osuna cutting over. He dives, and it's just out of his reach. He trapped it down below him. He gets up quickly, fires it back in, and a throwback to first. Not in time. Great play by Osuna, keeping that in front of him and getting it back in quickly to hold Tolbert, who runs really well, to a single. If that ball got past him, even though Zavala was behind him, Tolbert probably could have easily gotten in at second base. Looked like Osuna may have rolled up on that ball a little bit below him, and a little bit of pain, but not too bad. So Gavin Cross now. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. We play in the top of the sixth inning. Tolbert, the leadoff man aboard. Out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, he takes his lead. 25 steals this year. Offering it. Line foul out of play to the left side. It's one ball and one strike. Tolbert was drafted back in the 13th round of 2019, which is the same draft round as a Rough Riders player. He was picked 7 selections before him. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 is grounded foul to the right side. It's 1-2. Luke, do you venture a guess? 13th round, 2019, which Rough Riders player was drafted that round?
Ooh. Position player or pitcher?
Pitcher. Same as Tyler Tolbert, who takes his lead from first. And he draws a throw. He's back in.
13th round, 2019. Ricky DeVito.
It is not Ricky DeVito. It is Ben Anderson.
Ben Anderson, okay.
7 picks after Tolbert went. 1-2. Breaking ball low. Delayed steal down to second. The throw, not in time. Tolbert with a delayed steal, and he swipes his 26th bag of the season in 28 attempts. He's been phenomenal on the base pass this season. Those stolen bases put him third in the Texas League. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2. Ground ball chopped to the right side at the second baseman, Chavez, who's got it chest high and throws him out. On the play, Tolbert down to third. That's as good as a bunt. One out. Here's Rodolfo Duran. 2-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it. Play in the top of the sixth. Only Taylor Young of Tulsa, who we'll see in a couple weeks, and Cooper Bowman have more steals than Tyler Tolbert in the Texas League. Bowman of Midland. Infield in for the Riders against Duran. First pitch. Slider for a strike on the outside corner. Hicks got up quickly and faked down to third but didn't throw, and it's 0-1. The numbers would tell you that Duran is a big threat here in this situation. Right-handed batter. 1-0 pitch. Slider inside, 1-1. He has been phenomenal this season against left-handed pitching, but below average against right-handed pitching. He has a nearly 1,500 OPS against lefties, hitting .487. The pitch. Breaking ball lined into right field. It's down, a base hit. Tolbert comes in to score, and it's 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. Rodolfo Duran singles to the opposite way, does the damage against the right-hander. And a good swing on a slider low and outside of the zone. The drive in the third run of the day.
Yeah, that's not a bad pitch by Josh Steven. A slider below the zone right on the outside corner, but just a couple baseballs below that strike zone. And that's really all that you can do as a hitter is just reach out and slap that the other way. A good piece of hitting.
Josh Lester now the pitch. Low and outside, 1-0. Lester has the big hit today with the two-run homer into the lazy river into right center. 392-foot shot in the fourth. Duran came in just hitting 246 against right-handed pitchers this year. The 1-0. And that's low on the changeup. Two balls and no strikes. Not a big hit there to the opposite field. Playing in his third organization, came up with the Phillies, then the Yankees, and now with the Royals this year. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball to the right side. That leaks through a base hit. Duran up to second. He takes a wide turn and stomps on the brakes. Throw goes all the way through to third. Runners at first and second and just one down here in the sixth inning. Luca Tresh the batter now. Three runs on seven hits for Northwest Arkansas. No runs on five hits for the Rough Riders today. Tresh, 1-for-2 with a single back in the fourth. Here's the stretch and Steven Deals. Misses with a breaking ball low. It's one ball and no strikes. Tresh's single was into center field against Steven back in the fourth. Right-hander readies. Looks to second and offers in the 1-0. That one slips just a hair inside in the changeup. 2-0. Tyler Malley with the rehab start today. Went two scoreless innings, striking out two and allowing one hit. Steven readies. Looks to second, and the 2-0. That one is a slider right down the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 2-1. Steven hasn't nearly had the good stuff that he had last week, but battling through this start today. A little bit of calisthenics going on out in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. 2-1, and that one's alone. Just barely with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's three balls and one strike. Rough Riders infield plays just slightly to pull. Outfield very similarly playing slightly to pull. 3-1 toss. Swinging a drive out to left field. A laser shot towards the wall, and it hits off the middle of the fence. Duran around third, and the throw from Acosta not in time. Now nobody at second, and Tresh belly flops in there safely. It's an RBI double for Luca Tresh at 107 miles an hour off the bat. Thumped to left field. It's 4-0 Naturals. Runners at second and third now, and still just one out. Oh, that was an inner half fastball on a 3-1 count, and Tresh didn't miss it. Liam Hicks goes out, and we'll have a chat with Steven. 4-0 Northwest. And a little more stretching going on out in the bullpen. Brian Chi has started to throw the weighted ball. Andy Rodriguez is getting loose as well. Nobody up and throwing quite yet. Steven still in really good shape with the pitch count, just 58 pitches. Remember, he came in starting in the third, so this is just his third inning of work. Visit on the mound done. Now Peyton Wilson, who's 0-for-2 today. Wilson, the former Crimson Tide of Alabama, stands in from the left side. Corners in. And now the entire infield in. Steven offers. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. That's the cutter, and it's 0-1. Bottom third of the order is starting here. Steven lifts the leg, pitches. Swinging a grounder foul behind home. It's 0-2. And with a changeup. The good news is the 2 days off back-to-back coming into this game, the entire bullpen is at the disposal of Carlos Cardoza. And you add the rehabber Malley in there, and things are looking very good in terms of your longevity on the pitching side. 0-2. Line foul down the left side, up into the seats. Still no balls and two strikes. So you have your entire hand to choose from in terms of who you want to put down out of your bullpen. Of course, hopefully that is a decision for later in the game. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Josh Steven with his second strikeout. And this one a big one. There are two down. Dylan Trumb bats now 0 for 2 today. Runners at second and third and two outs now in the sixth inning. 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. Trumb has flied out and popped out today. Steven from the stretch rocks home. Slider down and in. 1-0. Steven getting the righty-righty matchup here. Working from the stretch with the runner at third. And the 1-0. Chopper to the third baseman Freeman. He fields in foul ground. It's one ball and one strike. Steven had been so good in his last few starts. He mentioned how good he was in Arkansas, but going back to his last four starts, just pure dominance from the right-hander. 2-1-4 ERA. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. That dips low. Another slider, and it's two balls and one strike. It's been a bit of a streaky season thus far for Steven. He had back issues at the end of spring training and joined the Rough Riders late. He's had some really good starts. In fact, three different shutout starts. He's also had starts in which he allows five runs, six runs. 2-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. And in this case, a relief outing in which he's allowed four so far through 2 2/3 innings. Trying to find that consistency. He's still very young at 22 years old. Won't turn 23 until November. Two balls and two strikes. It's been a lengthy sixth inning for him. He deals. It's fouled away. Off to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. He's about to deal his 26th pitch of the inning. He readies and offers. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball elevated. He strikes out the last two he sees. And he gets out of the sixth inning, only surrendering the two runs. Those two runs come on four hits, no errors, and two left on. Bottom six next. Riders trail the Naturals 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money
all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Ryder Field.
Home half of the sixth inning, and Cody Freeman leads things off. It's Freeman to be followed by Max Acosta and Aaron Zavala, with the Riders trailing 4-0. Freeman 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first. Trying to get something going against Jacob Wallace, who's back out for his first full clean inning of work. And the pitch is over the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike at 95, 0-1. Wallace struck out the only two he saw in the fifth inning in Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher. Wallace readies and brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. That time over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2. He was replacing Lewinder Avila, who went 4 1/3 innings before exiting with an apparent back injury. 0-2. Just off the outside corner with a nasty slider. 1-2. So we wish the best to Avila. Well, hopefully a quick recovery for him. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back. Late swing by Freeman. Just caught a piece, and it's 1-2 still. The Riders just trying to get something cooking on the offensive side. Today they've had their opportunities, as we mentioned. They're 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and they've stranded 6 through 5 innings. Freeman back in from the right side. Wallace, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, working from right in the middle of the slab. He rocks home. Fastball, middle, strike 3 call. 97 on the gun. It's 3 consecutive strikeouts for Wallace. There's one away here in the sixth inning.
Well, Zach, the Rangers are off to a quick start.
That's one, good.
1-0 in the bottom of the first. They got one in the top of the frame against the Angels there in Anaheim on Josh Smith's eighth homer of the year.
Get him to the All-Star game.
I'm saying.
Come on. He deserves it. Here's the stretch and the offering in. There's a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Big congratulations to Kirby Yates and Marcus Simeon, the two who will be representing the Rangers in the All-Star game. But come on, Josh Smith has had an incredible season. The pitch. Acosta watches away, and it's 1-1. And a guy who's not a name brand, but sometimes that's the fun of it. You know, get a guy who's a little bit unknown to the All-Star game, and you ask anybody within the Rangers organization, and he's been the best offensive player and kind of the heartbeat of that team this year.
There's no doubt.
1-1. In the air down the right field line, cross over towards the line. He has room, and he makes the catch in fair territory. A 2-up, 2-down in this sixth inning, and here's Aaron Zavala in the sixth spot of the order. Jacob Wallace has sat up all four, or sat down all four he has seen today. Smith, a former Rough Rider, played here in 2021. He's had a wonderful season. Zavala 0-for-2. Was robbed his last time up by shortstop Tyler Tolbert. The pitch. He watches a fastball on the inner edge at 97 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tolbert made a really nice play, backhanding the ball shallow in the hole and throwing out Zavala, who runs well. A 1 offering. That's up and away, and it's 1-1 on the left fielder. Bimelec Ortiz waits on deck if we get that far. Wallace readies. He brings it in. Foul back. One ball and two strikes. Not a lot of wind to speak of on this really pleasant night for baseball as the sun is setting off to our left, casting a beautiful orangish-pinkish haze along the horizon. Blue skies up above. 1-2. Inside with a slider. Two balls and two strikes. A 90-degree first pitch with a feels like of 93. Not a whole lot of humidity today. It's cooled down to 85. A very pleasant night. 2-2 offering. Down and in again with a slider. Three balls and two strikes now in Zavala. 4-0. Northwest Arkansas leads it. Bottom of the sixth inning. Wallace readies, and he fires. And the air down the left field line and foul into the Riders' bullpen, nearly taking out Tyler Owens. Shied out of the way of it at the last moment. Still three balls, two strikes. Outfield shaded to the opposite way. Wallace peers in. Right-hander's pitch. Hit in the air, foul down the left field line. Still three balls and two strikes. Very slightly open stance for the left-handed bat. Wallace kicks. Broken bat flare into the left side of the mound, and Wallace makes a basket underhand catch. And Zavala left with just the handle of his bat in his right hand. 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Wallace in the sixth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Riders. Top seven next. They trail 4-0, and Luke Maley takes over on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting half of the seventh inning, Riders trailing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-0. It's Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, to start things off. The right-hander Josh Steven is back out there. And as we await, let's go ahead and start some trivia. How about that, Tim?
That sounds great.
On this day last year, July 9th of last season, the Pittsburgh Pirates selected a pitcher in Paul Skeens, who just made history becoming the first number one overall selection. Here's a foul ball. That one caught Hicks behind the dish. And he's down on the ground. Couldn't tell where it hit him, but slowly works his way to his feet, walking gingerly. Hopefully he's all right. But for Paul Skeens, he became the first number one overall selection to make the All-Star game the season following being drafted. But that's not what today's about. Skeens has averaged 99.2 miles an hour with his fastball this year, Zach. The fifth fastest in all of Major League Baseball this year. Let's see how many of the top four average fastball velocities you can name.
Oh, boy. Okay. Mason Miller.
Mason Miller is one. He's the only one averaging over 100. And here comes the
0-1, and it misses outside. A ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting center fielder.
As soon as you said Paul Skeens, I was scared you were going to ask this. Okay. Joan Duran.
Duran does not make the cut.
Andres Munoz.
Munoz just misses. He's 8. 98.4. Here's the 1-2, and it misses outside.
Is Chapman still up there?
Chapman slots in at 17, 97.4. Okay. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the left-handed swinger.
Are they all relievers?
They are all relievers outside of Skeens. Tapped on the ground right side. Hatcher had to wait on it. Now he races to the first base bag. One away. Took it himself. You'll definitely know two of the names. I think you'll know all of the names. One of them not as big of a name as the other two. Right-hander kicks and fires. First pitch to Vaz is fouled out of play off to the left side.
Okay, well, I can tell you it's nobody on the Rangers.
It is not on the Rangers. We have 2 NL players and 1 AL player.
What about Emmanuel Clase?
Emmanuel Clase is 3. He's the AL player. We're looking at the National League. 0-1 to Vaz. Called a strike. Top of the zone.
Well, I'm forgetting his name. He's the closer for the Giants. Is he on there?
He is not.
Okay. Remind me his name.
What is his name? No, don't look it up. The right-hander kicks home. The 0-2 is shot foul down the first baseline. Camilo Duvall.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Duvall.
I knew it was there.
What's his average fastball? Is he not on there?
I don't see him. Let's use the handy-dandy Control F. No. He doesn't throw a 4-seamer.
Okay.
His 2-seamer would just miss the cut. It averages 98.
His cutter averages 100.
That's unbelievable. The pitch home. Vaz is taken for ball 1. Ball and 2 strikes on the left-handed hitter. Base is empty and 1 away. And this one ripped on the right side. That'll sneak through into right field. A base hit. The first of the night for Javier Vaz. You've got Mason Miller at 1. Manuel Clase at 3. You want a team?
Oh, Yennier Cano?
No.
Okay. Yeah, give me a team.
We've got Arizona Diamondbacks for 2. Right-hander comes home, squaring to bunt is Tolbert. There's a back pick. Back in safely goes Vaz. It's 0-1 as Tolbert offered at it.
You'd think that would help me.
Not a huge name. Made his debut last year, late in the year, July.
Is he a former sod poodle?
That I don't know. Let's look.
Because if he is, I'll be really embarrassed.
Steven Reddy's the 0-1. There's the slider, called a strike, middle. Let's see here. Originally drafted, or not drafted, signed. Let's see. Steven's 0-2 offering is cut on and missed. He picks up another strikeout, and it's a big out number 2 here in the top of the 7th. Yes, but for a very brief period of time. In 2022, made 2 appearances with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Did pitch a lot of games in AAA, the Reno Aces.
All right, who is this?
Justin Martinez.
No, I would not have gotten that.
The last one I think you can get. St. Louis Cardinal. Pitch home, chopped on the ground, a leaping Hatcher, and it's a foul ball. What an effort from the Riders' first baseman. He leaped up in the air, was able to snare it, came down right on the first base bag,
But the first base umpire, Mickey Smith, said he just snared it in foul ground. His name has been thrown around quite a bit at the trade deadline over the past couple of years. Is an all-star this year, though.
Aaron Hicks is no longer there.
No. Stevens pitched to Gavin Cross. It's hit in the air left side. And another foul ball. Nothing in two. It's the second time this player has been named an all-star. Debuted in 2019 with the Cardinals. This pitch there his entire career.
Ryan Helsley?
It is Helsley. Okay. Well, there's your top four above Paul Skeens in fastball velocity. Steven goes to first. Vaz back in on a dive without a tag. So Mason Miller, the only one averaging over 100 with the four-seam fastball. Justin Martinez gets to 100 with his sinker. Duvall 99-6 with that cutter. Unbelievable. So Duvall's not necessarily a wrong guess from you because he would slide in at four. Okay. With that cutter.
I'll take that as a consolation.
Yeah, that's a win. Two gone, a runner at first, and an 0-2 count to the left-handed hitter. The pitch home. Slider misses downstairs. The ball in two strikes.
I wonder how many guys have hit 100 this year in the big leagues.
That is a great question. I'm not sure how to look that up. Liam Hicks getting some attention from Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer. Carlos Cardoza is going to come out of the dugout. Didn't see anything happen to Hicks. He was hit with a foul ball earlier, and now he's kind of pointing at that right knee. So
that's where he was hit earlier.
Must be reverting back to that, likely after getting hit, kind of tightening up on him. Starting to feel the effects of that foul ball. Hicks, one tough guy, grew up playing hockey. He was a goalie growing up, a guy from Canada. Used to some bumps and bruises, and it's not often that you're going to see Liam Hicks ask out of a ball game. So if he's even having a conversation with the Rough Riders training staff, something's hurting him.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Just wanted a warm-up throw down to second base. Steven tossed it in, and he fired on Max Acosta there at second base. And now talking with the Riders trainer. If we know anything about Liam Hicks, it's likely a conversation going, I can play through this. I just want to make sure that this isn't going to cause more injury to whatever happened.
Yeah, exactly. Just want to double check, make sure it's okay.
1-2 on the right fielder, Gavin Cross. Josh Steven, one pitch away from getting out of the frame. All right, he comes home, and this one laced into center field. Osuna oncoming, and it'll one-hop in front of him. A two-out base hit for Gavin Cross on a 1-2 count. He's got his second hit of the night. Vaz moves up to second base. It's first and second with two gone for the cleanup man, Rodolfo Duran. Another 1-for-3 tonight.
Luke, another fastball middle-middle. And for the most part, when we've seen Steven get hit tonight, it's been pitches that have been in the middle of the plate that have been hit.
Certainly so. That one hit 107 back up the middle. First and second for Duran, and the first pitch, a spinner, takes him to a knee. Fouled it off back to the screen.
That's now the fifth straight multi-hit game for Gavin Cross, too.
Yeah, he's come on strong. It's been in streaks this year for Cross. Gets really, really hot and then goes pretty cold and then gets hot again. He's in the midst of one of those hot stretches at the moment. A lot of upside from the former first-round pick by the Royals. Pitch home, and this one smacked down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Vaz getting the wave around third. He'll score with ease. Behind him, Cross getting the wave. The throw to the plate is not in time. It's a two-run double for Rodolfo Duran. It's 6-0 Naturals over the Riders here in the seventh. That time a pitch just on the edge to the right-handed hitter, on the inner edge, that is, and he was able to turn on it. 103 off the bat, a two-run double against Josh Steven.
And that time a changeup was just hanging there on the inside edge. You want to get that changeup down, and you couldn't do it.
And here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Riders dugout. We'll get ourselves a pitching change. We'll see who it is that the Riders call upon. Their third pitcher of the day. They trail 6-0 to Northwest Arkansas here with two gone in the top of the seventh. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven exits the ballgame. Came on piggybacking, going 4 2/3 innings, giving up 10 hits. He's still responsible for Rodolfo Duran, who stands at second base. But his 6 earned runs allowed today tie his season high. Did so back as a starter on June 4th. And ever since that start, he's been great. But his lone relief appearance wasn't what he had imagined. As there's a check swing by Lester on the first pitch by Andy Rodriguez, who comes on in relief. He hops ahead 0-1 on the left-handed hitting third baseman. Rodriguez 1-0 with a 2.19 ERA. Tonight marks his 23rd appearance for the Rough Riders on the year. Right-hander kicks and fires, and there's a foul ball back at Hicks. It deflects off him and heads to the backstop. Andy Rodriguez had himself a tremendous month of June. Across 7 outings, he gave up just 1 earned run on his way to a 0.84 ERA, and he started it off back on July 3rd, last Wednesday, in North Little Rock, going 2 1-hit innings, not allowing any runs. And there's a balk called on Andy Rodriguez. That'll move Duran over to third base. Luckily, he's a strike away from getting out of the frame. Carlos Cardoza now coming out of the third base dugout. Wants to talk something over with Daniel Bytheway, the third base umpire today, who called that ball. Nothing in two on the left-handed hitting Josh Lester. Mentioned Lester, originally selected in 2015 in the 13th round, made his major league debut a couple of years ago with the Detroit Tigers. Now here in the Royals organization. The 0-2 from Rodriguez, tapped on the ground, right side. Chavez ranges to his left. He has it on to first, inning over. But the damage done. A natural strike for two more runs. It comes on 3 hits. They leave one stranded at third base. We head to the last of the 7th inning. Northwest Arkansas out in front of Frisco, 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's Abimelech Ortiz to get the offense rolling for the Riders here at the bottom of the seventh. Frisco trailing 6-0. There's a new arm on the hill. Jacob Wallace is done. On comes Anderson Paulino, and his first pitch is called a strike. A changeup on the outer third to Ortiz, up in the zone. It's Ortiz, Chavez, and Cepeda to face Paulino here in the seventh. Offering home, swing and a miss. 99 at the bottom of the zone.
Luke, I have a not-so-fun stat for you.
Let's hear it.
It's a little bit cheating because you have the Major League rehabber, so Josh Steven probably should have been the starter today and not out of the bullpen, but 6 runs allowed by the bullpen this season is tied for the second most this season the bullpen has allowed.
Pitch home, runs inside, a ball and 2 strikes.
And it's the most, Luke, since April 23rd.
That's a testament to how good this pen has been. They've been phenomenal since the very beginning of the year.
The best bullpen ERA in all of minor league baseball.
Right-hander kicks and fires, and Ortiz fights it back over the netting behind the plate and into the crowd.
So in the second game of the season, the Riders' bullpen allowed 9 runs in a 13-3 loss against Wichita. It's still the worst loss in the season. And then 6 runs on April 23rd against Amarillo. They haven't allowed more than 4 in any game since.
The 1-2 cut on, and a foul ball back into Tresh's mitt. And Ortiz is down on strikes for the first time today. Paulino picks up strikeout number 1. To your point, Zach, his bullpen has been straight nails for the Rough Riders. That obviously the first relief appearance of the season for Josh Steven, and it didn't exactly go as planned for the right-hander.
And it hurts calling it a relief appearance, you know, because it is really just a long extended start.
No doubt. This is the first offering to Franier. Chavez misses. There's triple digits for Paulino. 100 missing down and into the lefty. Maisel Cepeda on deck. Franier Chavez worked a walk his first time up. That was in the second inning. He's now walked in 3 consecutive games. Right-hander kicks and fires. Pitch home. Is it high in the air? Out to shallow right field. Cross jogging in, he's camped under it and reaches into the night sky to make the grab. 2 away. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on 5 hits. You have to go back to Liam Hicks, who led off the bottom of the third inning for their last hit. They have worked a walk over that span. But the Riders, ever since the fourth inning, have gone down pretty quietly. Maisel Cepeda digs in, and he watches a fastball, 99, right at the bottom of the zone, on a strike. The Riders in the fifth inning got a walk from Alejandro Osuna, and that's the lone base runner to reach. In the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings, pitch home is fouled off right into the dugout on the first base side. Cepeda late on the 98-mile-an-hour heater on the inner third. It's nothing in 2. Anderson Paulino in search of his second strikeout. Right-hander rears back, he kicks, and he misses off the edge.
Paulino on the year, 1-3 with a 4.4 ERA. This is 27th appearance. 25-year-old, originally from the Dominican Republic. Facing the Cuban outfielder. The pitch home is tapped on the ground right side, and Cepeda lost his footing. Paulino has it. He'll take it himself to the first base bag. It's a 1-2-3, bottom of the seventh for the Riders offense against Anderson Paulino. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We end the eighth inning. Riders trailing 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Andy Rodriguez chose the rubber. He gets the right-handed hitting catcher Luca Tresh to lead off the top of the eighth inning. Tresh snapped a long hitting streak back on Wednesday, and he misses on the first offering. Does Rodriguez, a ball and no strikes. Opening the month, Luca Tresh picked up back-to-back multi-hit games as that one finds the bottom of the strike zone. Ball and a strike. But after that long hitting streak that spanned 9 games, went 0-for-8, and he hits this one down the left field line, twisting into the Riders' bullpen. Ball and two strikes on the Naturals catcher. But after his pop out to second base in the first inning, he has picked up a pair of singles, including an RBI his last trip up. Rodriguez kicks and fires. There's a check swing, and it just missed the top of the zone. He was able to hold it up. Rodriguez thought it was strike three. Two balls and two strikes now. Rodriguez kicks and fires, and that one misses well upstairs. And the count runs to full. Rodriguez, the payoff pitch on its way. Chopped on the ground, right side. Chavez has it and fires sidearm to first in time. One away for Andy Rodriguez. He's faced two batters. Both of them have bounced out to Franier Chavez at second base. He came on and got the final out of the seventh inning, now working his first full frame of work. Here's Peyton Wilson, who's 0-for-3 today with a pair of strikeouts. Wilson entered today hitting just .224. Right-hander kicks and fires. This one hit hard into deep right field. Cepeda ranging over into the alleyway. He's there to make a chest-high grab. 93 off the bat. Just missed it. Hazel Cepeda ranges over to pick up out number two. Two gone for Andy Rodriguez, and here's Dylan Shrum, who's also 0-for-3 today. All of those at-bats coming against Josh Steven. The first offering misses well outside. All and no strikes. right-hander kicks and fires, and again missing outside. Two balls, no strikes. On Dylan Shrum. Shrum had a very quick start to the year. Reached in 19 consecutive games, majority of those in the month of April, as he watches a called strike on the outer third. And Rodriguez is in the strike column. Two balls and a strike. Pitch home, and there's a swing and a miss. And that one popped in and out of Hicks mitt. Kind of trampolined out of there, back into the field of play. But Rodriguez pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Right-handed hitting first baseman Dylan Shrum awaits the 2-2. Taken, got him looking. Called strike three. Andy Rodriguez works himself a 1-2-3, top of the eighth inning, and he caps it off with his first strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We end to the last of the eighth inning. Riders in search of some offense, trailing 6-0 to the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders have the top of the order due up here in the bottom of the eighth, trailing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 6-0 in search of their first hit since the bottom of the third. Here's Alejandro Osuna from the left side. The first offering is hit high in the air out to deep right field. Pushing cross back. He's at the track, at the wall. He leaps. It's gone! Second double-A homer for Alejandro Osuna. And he now has had an extra base hit in seven of his eight games as a Frisco Rough Rider. The Riders on the board. It's 6-1 Naturals. What a start to the double-A career it's been for Alejandro Osuna. That one 99 off the bat. It traveled 376 feet. Falling just shy of the Lazy River in right center field. Make it two homers as a Rough Rider for Alejandro Osuna. First offering to Liam Hicks. 100 on the radar gun, and it misses down and into the lefty. Hicks has himself a pair of hits today. He's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a strikeout. A 1-0. Misses downstairs, 99 on the radar gun. Hicksie in the first four games of July was just 1-for-15, but he's 2-for-3 here tonight as he watches a called strike, 99 at the knees, 2-1. This is where Hicks has excelled entering tonight. When ahead in the count, he's hitting 326 with 28 hits over that span. The 2-1. Taken, missed outside, and a bit low. 3-1, a hitter's count for the Riders catcher. One behind in the count entering tonight, hitting just 171. So it's been crucial for Liam to be patient and wait on a pitch that he can really drive. Luca Tresh, the Naturals catcher, wants to talk something over with Paulino. The battery gathered on the mound. Makes a bit of a slow start prior to tonight in the month of July. I mentioned the 1-for-15 coming off of his best month of the season in the month of June, where he hit well over 300. The pitch home, and Hicks hits it back up the middle. Paulino, reaching between his legs, was able to knock it down and pick it up to fire it onto first. And Liam Hicks becomes the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Athletic play by Anderson Paulino to reach between his legs and just knock that baseball down. Josh Hatcher will get his shot. Riders trailing 6-1. That lone run coming on the solo homer to open this inning by Alejandro Osuna. The right-hander kicks and fires. Big cut and a miss. Hatcher came up empty. Hatcher's 1-for-3 tonight. He struck out looking his last time up. That came against Jacob Wallace. Seeing Paulino for the first time, and he chops this one on the right side. The first baseman, Shrum, has it, and he races to the bag. A close play, but he's able to beat Hatcher. Just beat him to the bag. Paulino was there to cover, but Shrum elected to take it himself. And Hatcher, barreling down the first baseline, made it interesting, but ultimately becomes the second out of the inning. Here's Cody Freeman. Freeman 1-for-3 tonight, a single his first trip up, and he struck out twice since. He has 4 extra base hits in his last 5 games, and he watches a 99-mile-an-hour fastball in the lower third, called a strike. Freeman awaits the pitch home, and it's tapped foul on the left side. He finds himself behind 0-2. Well, it's not often that a 1-for-3 night will bring your average down. For Freeman, it brings his home average down a bit. Entered tonight at 357 in this ballpark, and he sends one back to the screen. Nothing in two. That home average is 150 points on the dot, better than his road average. Freeman now has hit in 15 of his last 16 games. He awaits the 0-2 and shoots it on the ground right at Vaz, the second baseman, who collects and fires onto first in time. Inning over. 3 ground balls get Paulino out of the eighth, but a leadoff solo homer by Osuna puts the Riders on the board. It's 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We head to the ninth inning. Riders trailing 6-1 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will take us home.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, statistically, it's been the Riders' worst bullpen performance in the last almost 3 months. They trail 6-1 to the top of the ninth inning. Andy Rodriguez has been good, though. He's retired all four he's seen. He faces 9-1-2. Diego Hernandez, his first potential victim here in the ninth in the first pitch. That misses away. It's one ball and no strikes. The Riders' 6 runs allowed, all by Josh Steven in his long relief following the rehab start by Tyler Malley. The pitch. And that one's flied out to left center field. Hit well. Osuna racing back, still going at the warning track, and he's there to put it away. One out. Diego Hernandez flying out to the warning track and straightaway left center field, and now Javier Vaz bats at the top of the card. All those runs charged to the Riders' bullpen, even though it's Josh Stevens' start day anyway. The pitch inside 1-0. And what that does do with Tyler Malley, the rehabber, going the first 2 innings, it sets up really nicely in the bullpen for the rest of the week. Rough Riders almost full strength in their pen. The 1-0. And that misses low. It's 2 balls and no strikes. If you're a Rangers fan, you have to like how Tyler Malley looked today, though. Fastball got up to 95. 2-0. The outside corner for his strike. And it's 2-1. I worked all four of his pitches in. Hoping to be a solid piece in their rotation. The offering is golfed high in the air down the right side. Cepeda cutting over towards the line. It's Chavez, the second baseman, who takes charge and makes the catch in foul ground. Two down for Tyler Tolbert here in the top of the ninth inning. 6-1, Riders trail the Naturals. Tolbert 2-for-4 today. 6 runs on 11 hits for Northwest Arkansas. The Rough Riders 1 run on 6 hits. Here's the line of the pitch. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball low and away. It's 0-1. Tolbert scored a run in the 6th inning. The pitch. That's low and outside. 1-1. The 6 runs have come in pairs tonight for Northwest Arkansas. 2-run homer for Josh Lester in the 4th. And then in the 6th, a pair of RBI hits. The offering, a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. An RBI single from Rodolfo Duran, and then an RBI double by Luca Trash. In the 7th, Duran drove in his 2nd and 3rd runs with a 2-run double. The offering is looped into shallow left field. Zavala on. He makes the catch. Side retired in the 9th. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We maneuver to the bottom of the 9th inning. Last ups for the Riders, trailing 6-1 on this Tuesday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, it's not quite post-game. We have one more half inning to go. Right to the bottom of the ninth inning, it's 6-1. The Rough Riders trail the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Max Acosta, Aaron Zavala, and Abimelech Ortiz due up. They face Brandon Johnson, new man on the hill. Johnson, a right-handed pitcher. Acosta 0 for 3 today. Riders have just one hit since the third. It was the Alejandro Osuna Silva homer. Johnson, the 25-year-old out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, went to Ole Miss, and he offers in. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Drafted by the Royals in the ninth round in 2022. Making his ninth appearance here at the AA level with the Naturals. He is a 4 ERA. Opponents hitting 289 against him. He deals. And it's down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Not a save situation for him with a 5-run lead. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-1. Line foul the opposite way to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes on Acosta. The Riders and the Naturals will play game two tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. Tickets start at just $11 tomorrow here at Riders Field. Hope to see you out here. And time call, Acosta steps out. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Riders tomorrow. He's 5-4 with a 3.97 ERA. His mound opponent, William Fleming, who's had a tough time on the hill this season. 1-2. That's up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Fleming is 2-3 with a 7.68 earned run average. Johnson readies in the 2-2. Swinging a foul in and out of Tresh's glove, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Now, the Rough Riders' rotation will look a little bit different this week because Saturday is the Futures game. Winston Santos and Emiliano Teodo will not be in the Riders' rotation. They'll be pitching in that game. The offering, swing and a miss. Acosta strikes out and a ball in the dirt. Skips away from the catcher Tresh. He recovers, though, and throws him out one away. One down here in the ninth, and Aaron Zavala stands in. So that hurts your rotation a lot when you lose two of the most talented starters in this rotation to the Futures game. But a huge congratulations to those two, both very deserving of the Futures game nod. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. It's low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Zavala. Looking forward to tuning in and getting an action down in Arlington for those two. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's one ball and one strike. Always fun when you can face the best in your game. Futures game is always fun every year. Had some really good former and future riders go on to participate. 1-1. Chopped foul down the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Sam Huff was named the MVP of the game in 2019 when it was played in Cleveland. And he went on to be a Rider 2 years later in 2021. That was after making his Major League debut in 2020. One ball and two strikes on Zavala. Johnson fires. Fouled away, back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. Looking forward to this final week before the All-Star break. Now, the Major League and Minor League All-Star break is the same, even though there's no Minor League All-Star game anymore. 1-2 offering on the way to Zavala. He swings and misses, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Johnson to start off this ninth inning. At the bottom of the ninth, Riders down to their final out. It's 6-1 Northwest Arkansas. Bimelec Ortiz, left-handed batter, is 0-3, climbs in. Here's the stretch of the pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Ortiz looking to snap out of a little bit of a skid at the plate. Went 0-4 on Saturday. Stretch in the offering. He swings and misses on a big rip. It's 0-2. Calls time and steps out. Riders down to their final strike tonight. Johnson peering in. He's got his sign. Right-hander ready. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball game over. Riders fall into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. 6-1, the final score in the opener of this series. I'll try to get him tomorrow at 7:05. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Now it's time for the post-game show. Luke Maley with you here from Riders Field. The Rough Riders drop the series opener at the hands of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals by a final score of 6-1. Jacob Wallace earns the win, improving to 3-2 on the year. Josh Steven suffers his fifth loss of the year, 2-5 now on the season for the right-hander who came out of the pen for the Rough Riders. The Riders offensively had some opportunities early but weren't able to manufacture any runs. In those first three frames, they got three consecutive hits in the opening frame from Liam Hicks, Josh Hatcher, and Cody Freeman, but they stranded two aboard the base paths. They left another two on in that second inning, working when Frenier Chavez worked a two-out walk and Hazel Cepeda picked up a single to follow. They left one more stranded after Liam Hicks singled to lead off the third, and then Josh Hatcher reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice. He was stranded at third base. And then the scoring opened up in the fourth. Northwest Arkansas got two on a two-run homer by Josh Lester. They added two in the sixth and two in the seventh. The Rough Riders finally found the scoreboard when Alejandro Osuna delivered a solo leadoff homer in the bottom of the eighth inning, and then they went quietly into the night in the ninth as Brandon Johnson struck out the side. The Rough Riders managed just one run on those six hits and stranded some on base. With runners in scoring position, all the opportunities came early, but the Rough Riders ended up going 0-5. Tonight, they drop their first game out of their last four. They had won three consecutive back here at home after losing two out of three on the road to open the series against Northwest Arkansas, or rather, the Arkansas Travelers. Here in the series opener, they drop to 6-1. Northwest Arkansas improves to 6-7
on the young second half. They are 41-41, back to 500 overall on the year. Rough Riders now 8-5 in the second half, 52-30 overall. They've already punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, but cruising along in the second half. But a hiccup tonight. They drop 6-1 again. Jacob Wallace takes the win. Josh Steven suffers his fifth loss of the season. Back in action tomorrow for a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. We'll preview that on the other side when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high at Top Riders Field. Rough Riders suffer a 6-1 loss here in the series opener against the Royals affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Snaps a 3-game winning streak. They get back in action tomorrow night at 7:05. And they'll do so against a right-hander in William Fleming, who is 2-3 with a 7.68 ERA. On the other side, it's Ryan Garcia, who has seen his ERA dip below 4 on the year. He's 5-4 with a 3.97 ERA, taking the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. There's a lot of fun stuff happening over the course of this series. Back tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch in Game 2 of this 6-game series against the Royals AA affiliate. The gates open tomorrow. You can get in for just $11 here at Riders Field. Then the weekend starts on Thursdays here at Riders Field. It's Thirsty Thursday, where you can get half-price drinks along with some great baseball here in Frisco, Texas. It's also Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Those 21 and up can grab Lazy River tickets starting at just $25. It includes access to the Lazy River and exclusive drink specials featuring $2 drinks through 8 p.m. On Friday, another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's First Responders Night, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction. It'll be a pretty cool flyover provided by Texas DPS helicopters during the national anthems. First responders will be here to throw out the first pitch. All sorts of cool stuff going on through that one. And you want to stay, as Peak Roofing and Construction is also the sponsor for Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Another 7.05 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. It's Texas Monthly Barbecue Night here at the ballpark, as Texas Monthly gears up for their annual barbecue fest. Daniel Vaughn, the Texas Monthly Barbecue editor, will be here to throw out the first pitch. There'll be all sorts of opportunities to win tickets to the barbecue fest and more. All sorts of different barbecue to select and sample here at the ballpark. That's also a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases postgame, presented by Raising Cane's. And then this six-game series comes to a close on Sunday. It's Bluey night. 6.05 p.m. first pitch. Bluey from the show Bluey will be here at the ballpark. The VIP meet and greet is already sold out, but you can still have a chance to meet your favorite dog. You get your tickets online at ridersbaseball.com. It's also a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. So a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts going on throughout the contest. And then cap off the weekend with Summer Sunday Fireworks, presented by Primrose Schools, and as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Riders' three-game winning streak snapped tonight at the hands of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They drop the series opener 6-1. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Tuesday evening for baseball. Back in action tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Ryan Garcia getting the ball for the Rough Riders against William Fleming for the Naturals.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!